Good morning, Amy.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're based out of Atlanta?
I am, I'm all over the place.
How's the weather down there?
It's nice, but, you know, my heat came on this morning. I'm not liking that. I'm ready for spring.
When are you folks coming through Michigan again?
You know, we are not. Right now, our plan is to do another bus tour in August. We are working on some other things like this Supreme Court race up in Wisconsin, and so we're trying to focus on those other things right now, and then we're going to do another bus trip to kick off for our CNN Tea Party Express first ever presidential debate, Tea Party presidential debate. It's going to be in September, so the bus tour is going to be leading up to that.
For people who do not know what the Tea Party Express is, please enlighten us.
Well, we are the buses that have gone across the country. We're one of the big organizations in the Tea Party movement that are focused on three core principles and values of fiscal responsibility, limited government, and free markets. And we're the same people that got involved in the primary races and endorsed candidates and helped send conservatives to Washington, because as we all know, just because you're Republican does not mean you're a conservative. So that's some of the things that we've done, and we're excited about it. And we were really excited to announce our partnership with CNN for that Tea Party presidential debate, because I think, and I think most people out there believe, that whoever is going to be the Republican nominee, they're going to have the support of the Tea Party movement. So we're really excited about that.
How many supporters of the Tea Party Express do you have?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. There are millions out there across the country. You know, the thing about this movement is that the people of the movement are not loyal to any one organization. They're loyal to the cause. So they work with all different, you know, organizations within the Tea Party movement. And we're strong on a national level. There are several national groups that do different things. But the strength of the Tea Party movement is really on the local and the state level. And I'm sure you've seen it there with people coming together, you know, focusing on local issues and in your state laws and stuff. And so that's important. And then when, it, you know, a national group comes into your state or your community, you know, they turn out and they work with those organizations. And so that's really where the strength of the movement is.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court election is on April 5th, and you believe that it's very significant, not only for the state, but for the nation. Millions of dollars are being pumped into those campaigns. Talk about that.
Yeah, it is a very, very important race. And, you know, it was great to see what happened in Wisconsin. I mean, with you know, the governor and the Republicans standing strong. I mean, look, all of us are in big trouble. Our economy's in big trouble on a federal level and a state level. You can't spend your way out of debt. You've got to make budget cuts. And so what happened in the state of Wisconsin, you know, it was historic and it was important for the country, and we're seeing some of these same battles play out in other states. And I think what happened was people got fatigued about it because it went on for so long, and then nobody's paying attention. Well, there's the Supreme Court race coming up, and we have a justice on the Supreme Court, David Prosser, who's been there for 12 years, I believe, and he's supported by Democrats and Republicans alike. He's even supported by the police union because he's tough on crime. I think he's written over 900 decisions, and he's being challenged by a liberal activist, Klopfenberg. And the bottom line is, you know, one of the problems where we have gotten into some of these situations we're in these messes, is because we're legislating from the bench. And we need justices on our state courts and our federal courts that do not legislate from the bench but follow the laws. And that's why this race is so important, because this justice, activist, Klopfenberg, is supported by the unions, and they want her to overturn what Governor Scott Walker has put into place.
Is the Tea Party Express anti-union?
No, we're not anti-union. And, you know, there's a difference in unions and public employee unions. And the thing is, you know, if you want to be part of a union and have collective bargaining with your union, that's fine, but it shouldn't be mandated. You should not have to join a union if you don't want to join a union.
So what's the Tea Party Express going to do support the efforts of Justice David Prosser versus Joanne Klopfenberg, the union-supported candidate?
Well, what we have done, we have felt that this race was so important, we went and formed a state political action committee, and we're raising money. We went up on the air earlier this week with a TV commercial highlighting some of the differences between the two candidates, and we're just trying to raise awareness for that, and we are starting our Phone From Home program today. This is something we did with Scott Brown in Massachusetts and other candidates across the country, where people can email us if they want to make phone calls from their home, and they can call into the voters in Wisconsin and encourage them to go out and vote, because that's the big challenge with this election is the voter turnout usually is so little, and we need to activate people to get them to go and vote because this election is so important.
Amy, if people want more information about the Tea Party Express, where do they go?
You can go to teapartyexpress.org.
Amy, we'll stay in touch and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you so much, Tony.